finding a solution to some important issues in agriculture. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. In just a couple of weeks, Dyer County Extension Agent Clint Bain will compete at the National Young Farmer and Rancher Discussion Meet in Salt Lake City, Utah.
It's going to be a tough contest. I can already tell that with the practice that we put in these last couple of days. It's going to be very tough. There are a lot of issues in each one of those topics that we're facing in everyday agriculture.
Bain feels that his agriculture background and prior knowledge of some of the topics will aid him in the meet, where points made, solutions uncovered, and courtesy to fellow competitors are key to continuing on in the next level.
I grew up on a small cattle operation where we had a few commercial cows and a few quarter horses. Was in 4-H from fourth grade all the way up to high school. And that's where I got my interest and knew I wanted to go to college and pursue a degree in agriculture. I got my degree in animal science, so my row crop experience was very small, and I thought I could become more diversified when I went to Dyer County by learning more about row crop production, and I've learned a tremendous amount about each of those crops.
Bain has been involved in Young Farmers and Ranchers for a while now and says watching the other Tennessee winners has definitely inspired him.
I've seen on the county level what the Farm Bureau and Young Farmers and Ranchers has provided for me and other farmers in the county. Of course, coming from Dyer County, I've seen John Butler, who was the Young Farmer Achievement winner a couple years ago, and seeing him presented with the Dodge, you definitely see that Farm Bureau is out there to support the farmer, and that there are many opportunities out there to gain recognition and to tell the story about agriculture and also win some prizes or win some awards for doing that. I'm hoping for that Dodge truck. That would be great if we could bring home three Dodge trucks.
Now, this year's topics include animal ID, rising land prices, traditional agriculture used in new ways, and influencing policy that affects agriculture. Have a very Merry Christmas and join us tomorrow on the TRN.